pants. I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Well, it can't be as bad as the last one.
Nope. Surely cannot.
I mean, it could.
No. No, it can't. Can't be that bad.
Are they free walking on stage? Can he just stalk
behind
her?
Can he stalk like he did Clinton?
That was weird. And people were like, yeah, let's vote for that guy.
She said after the debate, well, by the way, welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. That's Brian Kelly. He's my producer. We're talking about the debate tonight because that's what's up. Hillary Clinton said after that debate that when he sort of crept up behind her, she literally, she didn't use the word skeeved, but I think she said like it made my skin crawl or something very basic like that. It was really creepy. I think she's going to try to
get
under his skin.
He was literally breathing down my neck. Yeah. My skin crawled.
Yeah, that. Thank you, Brian.
That's what it feels like being next to Donald Trump.
I hope that she doesn't fall down the rabbit hole of trying to construct his arguments for him. I hope she does not engage in sane washing Trump. I hope she does what I would do, which is look at him and be like, I have no idea what that guy said, but here's my plan to fix X. Sir, you didn't answer the question. They asked about childcare, not about tariffs. Tariffs don't fund childcare unless there's legislation. What legislation, sir, are you going to pass to help fund childcare? You didn't answer the question. Would you please shut up? You're like a child. Even kids can be quiet for 90 seconds. Can I speak? Right? Like I
These are things I like to hear.
Yeah, this is how I would handle it.
A seventh grade civics class can answer this faster than you can.
Yes, I'm going to wait until you shut up so that I can answer the question that I think Americans want to hear. I know what my plan is, sir. What is your plan?
Can you explain how the government works to us?
How does a bill become a law? Rinse, wash, repeat. Stay on it. Now, I'm a little nervous because they have to stand really close to each other, hence the ick factor. But let's take some of your thoughts. 855-752-4842. What are you looking for, worried about, excited for this evening at the great debate? Perhaps the only one. Cam from Appleton, what are you looking for this evening?
Hey, Maggie. I am thinking... I have a worry about it, actually, and it's one that I don't think I've been able to get over the more back and forth I go with it in my head, and it's the fact that she usually uses notes, and I think that that's, like, pretty typical of prosecutors, right? They got them all in front of them?
Yeah, in debates, typically lawyers will have notes. I often argued freeform without them because I didn't want a crutch. And it keeps it extemporaneous. My understanding is that in most debates, including her VP when she was debating for vice president, they can't take any written materials up there. What they can do is they have a notepad in front of them and they can write things down while they're standing up there.
Right. And I hope that is ending up to be enough for her, because when she has her notes, oh man, she is articulate. Because like when you had your show showing the Kavanaugh hearing and
yes.
the Barr
yep.
hearing, I remember the show. I remember having seen those clips before the show even,
yeah.
And it was still satisfying the second time around. She absolutely destroyed those men.
Yeah, she did. I actually think trial lawyers are just uniquely suited for debating, okay? Because a trial lawyer's job. And I worked on the Enron case. There was like 8 million documents, even after Arthur Anderson shredded like millions. And what you have to do as a lawyer is you have to master all of these facts, the details. You have to know what your point is, what the outcome that you're seeking. You have to tell the story. And so she has had decades of training to do the very thing that a debate is supposed to suss out, which is both your ability to tell a story that's captivating, that matches people's common sense and their lived experiences, and also master and demonstrate that you understand some of the details of policy. Now, my concern, Cam, is that she gets too into the weeds. Like, keep it high level. Keep knocking the guy for not ever explaining anything well, ever, not once. Nope, not ever. Uh-uh. That's what I hope she does. Charles from Oconomowoc, what do you have to say? What are you looking for this afternoon?
I think she'll do well. I think she'll be able to hold her own. But one thing I wish could happen from the moderator is at the start of the debate, I wish they would make him own his two statements. The first one being about the doctors basically killing babies after they're born.
Yep.
I would be on him to tell me what doctor do you know did in what hospital, and same with the parents sending their kids to school and they're coming home, you know, 2 days later with the gender-affirming surgery.
Surgery. Yeah, Charles, I couldn't agree with you more. Those are two of the more bananas statements that he's made in the last couple of weeks. Democrats support killing babies after they're born. No, that's a crime in every state. Thank you. Second, that all of a sudden, schools are going to just randomly perform gender reassignment surgery on kids and parents will have no say in it. Nope, that's a lie. Never happened. What the hell are you talking about? Right? It's ridiculous. Couldn't agree with you more, Charles. I think candidates need to be held to account. And it's high time the moderators and Kamala Harris as a candidate and the press stop looking at these statements and be like, oh, well, he meant this. No, perhaps we should take the guy at his word. Andrew from Detroit, what are you looking for this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. Hey, Fancy. As an attorney, as all of the legal jobs she's had, this is her wheelhouse. You know, she's got to know that she is arguing this in front of the jury. She is not arguing this with the defense or speaking to the judge. She is talking to the jury, and she knows that. She's got this. A couple of things I'm hoping she'll do, which are kind of nasty. You know, I wish I it speaks evil of me. But if she brings up her race, I hope that baits him, because I can't wait for him to drop the N-word. And then if she gets a little nasty at one point, then he brings up the B word, and then she just gets into her wheelhouse for the rest of the debate.
Yeah, I think she is going to try to bait him, Andrew. I agree with that. He's not hard to bait. He might be hard to debate, but he is not hard to bait, B-A-I-T.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a bunch of mental judo.
Yeah.
Just, come here. Oh, you fell down again. Look at you.
Folks, we've got Yes Chef coming up next with Adam Pawlak. We're going to talk about his private chefing experiences, maybe some nightmare clients. He'll give you some tips on what to do and not to do if you ever hire a private chef or go to a private chef party or eat food outside of your home. Gotta be a good customer. I can't wait, personally. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next, and then I'll be back with Chef Adam. Yes, Chef!
Well, Donald,
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.